customers every time.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. This is Barbara with Just Stuff, and we're glad to have you with us today. You know, we're going to talk about fixed incomes for senior citizens today, and many times individual incomes can become overwhelmed with finances. Today, we will be discussing financial management for seniors on fixed incomes. And we have someone with us today who can help us to reshape our spending habits. And right now, I will allow her to introduce herself.
Good morning. My name is Bree Victor. I am the community outreach mortgage lender with the Red River Bank. I service the Alexandria area, Rapides, and Avoyelles.
Thank you so much for being with us today, and I am looking forward to the information that you have for us and for seniors on fixed incomes. Now, one of the big questions is, how can seniors manage their finances effectively while living on a fixed income?
Well, Ms. Barbara, I talk to seniors when I do financial education workshops all the time about this issue. First and foremost, I want to say that you are definitely not alone. You know, so many seniors are facing these challenges every single day, and I try to suggest to them five things. I say, number one, reduce your expenses. Number two, maximize your savings. Number three, prioritize spending on necessities. Four, use technology if you're comfortable, of course. And five, take care of your mental health.
Absolutely. Now, these points that you just mentioned seems doable. So tell us more about how we can reduce expenses.
Sure, absolutely. So think about it like this. Try to save on your basic needs, like your utilities, right? There are many local nonprofits that provide utility assistance for seniors in the community. Checking with your local community centers for resources is a good starting point for that. Also, when you make your groceries, being that it's gotten so expensive, consider shopping on senior discount days or visiting food banks and farmer markets that offer discounts to seniors. Some local charities also have grocery assistance programs for low-income seniors.
Okay, now you're giving us great ideas. Now, tell us more about how to maximize our savings.
I think when it comes to maximizing your savings, the most important thing that you can do right now is really think about the different savings products. No matter how much you can set aside, every little bit makes a difference. Everyone should have an emergency savings. Okay, so at Red River Bank, we have three products that will really help. We have the Red River Bank's totally free checking account. It has no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. This helps you avoid unnecessary costs like late fees and manage your fixed income more effectively. We have the Dream Builder Savings Account that helps customers save for specific goals with a higher interest rate than regular savings accounts. We can help set up automatic transfers that make it easy to contribute consistently. It's ideal for building savings toward dreams like vacations, home improvements, or just more of a basic emergency fund. And finally, we have the Christmas Club account that is a savings account where you can deposit small amounts throughout the year. This helps you save for holiday expenses so you don't have to have the extra cash for gifts and celebrations without impacting your regular budget.
What's the smallest amount that you can deposit for a Christmas Club savings?
Christmas Club savings account, I would think it'll be maybe like $25 or $50. Mm-hmm. I could definitely find out that information from a private banker that works on the retail side. Mm-hmm. But I'm believing it's about $25 or $50.
Okay, and how often?
It's usually, most people like to save monthly. You know, so I don't think there's really a limit. Mm-hmm. But most people, to stay on track and to stay consistent, mm-hmm. I would recommend saving monthly.
Mm-hmm. And that's good because that'll give you something to look forward to at the end of the year. So what if you need to borrow from your Christmas Club? Can you take the money out anytime that you need it, or does it have to stay in the Christmas Club? But anyway, we will be talking about that and getting more information on that to provide to our audience, because someone may want to know that, but I will definitely check into that to see and pass that information on. Now, I really like the ideas that you've mentioned, and you also mentioned prioritizing spending on necessities. Now, can you elaborate more on that?
Absolutely. So what I was referring to is this. There are certain expenses that seniors cannot afford to compromise on, such as healthcare, housing, food, and transportation. Make sure you can cover those expenses each month, and it should be your priority. As we've mentioned already, it's also essential to build your emergency fund that can cover unexpected expenses such as medical bills. Seniors can also use the same advice about maximizing their savings by downsizing to smaller, more affordable housing, or picking up part-time work to pad their income. And also, seniors on a fixed income can take several steps to ensure all their regular expenses, such as housing and food, are covered. Seniors should also create a budget that outlines all their monthly expenses and income. This will help them identify areas where they can cut costs and prioritize their spendings on necessities, such as housing, food, and health care. A budget can also help seniors plan for unexpected expenses and prepare for emergencies. There are several programs, like I said before, that are available that can help seniors manage their finances and cover the cost of basic needs. Okay? So like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, if mm-hmm. you will, provides nutrition assistance to eligible low-income individuals and families, you know, and that also includes seniors. And seniors can also apply for housing assistance programs such as Section 8 or the Housing Choice Voucher Program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is a biggie for a lot of us, budgeting, and especially for our seniors. Budgeting is hard.
Yeah, it's tricky.
When you're on a limited income, mm-hmm. You have to decide between medication and food and, you know, things like that. But so how can we do this without it being so difficult?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, budgeting is difficult. But mm-hmm. again, having a budget, or what we like to call a spending plan, is very critical for someone on a fixed income. And I have five quick tips about that, you know, mm-hmm. for effective budgeting. So you can track your spending. That's number one. You know, keep a good detailed record of your daily expenses to see where your money goes and identify areas of savings. That's extremely important when you're on a fixed income, mm-hmm. because at least with a fixed income, you know the exact amount of money you're getting, and you know there's no budge in that. So it's mm-hmm. easier to track that. And also make sure, number two, you set clear goals. You want to define short and long-term financial goals to stay motivated and focused on your budget. And three, prioritize essentials. Allocate funds first to essentials like housing, utilities, and groceries before non-essentials. And there's something that we call the 50-30-20 rule. I will put that as number four. You know, you spend 50% on your needs, you spend 30% on your wants, and you save or invest the 20% that's left of your income. And then number five, review that regularly, because again, our circumstances may change. What if the senior does get a part-time job? Mm-hmm. That changes their budget. So revisit and adjust your budget each month to reflect changes in income, expenses, or goals.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the bank have tools that can help us with developing a spending plan or budget?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we do. Red River Bank offers online financial education modules and budgeting tools to help track your expenses. It also helps you set goals and manage your income, which is especially helpful on a fixed income. And visit you can visit redriverbank.net under the Lanyap tab, or just go to search options and type in financial education.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier in the show that technology plays a role, and can you tell me more about that? Because I am a senior that is not technology savvy at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, the good thing about that, now there are so many different classes that maybe the library or a nonprofit can give that really zones in on seniors who may have trouble with technology, or anyone for that instance. So as far as technology, it offers a range of tools that seniors can use to stay on top of their finances. And I'm going to give you some additional ways that seniors can use technology to manage them. So we have mobile banking. Seniors can use mobile banking to stay on top of their finances without even leaving the home, you know. So that's something you download from the app store. And you can have a login, sign in, and you can see your bank accounts. And you can set up automatic bill payments for reoccurring bills such as utilities, rent, or mortgage payments. This ensures that they never miss, which can also help you avoid late fees and maintain a good credit score, which is very, very important. There are several budgeting apps as well that seniors can use to track their expenses and monitor savings and set financial goals. Seniors can use online shopping to compare prices, find deals, and save money on their purchases. So this can be a bit challenging to get comfortable with, but we would love to help our customers set those things up. And we have people in the branches that will be more than happy to set up an appointment with anyone of our customers at Red River Bank and walk them through the process.
So that's good. So excuse me. So you're saying that you can make an appointment to see one of your representatives.
Absolutely.
To help you with budgeting. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good. Is it free of charge, or?
Yes, it's free of charge, because one great thing about Red River Bank, amongst a lot of things, is that we are here for the community. You know, we're definitely here for the community. And even if you are not a bank customer, but you, like, I teach home buying clubs and financial literacy classes. If you take one of my classes, one of the things that I do for everyone, even if they're not a customer of Red River Bank, is sit down and make a budget for them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll be needing to make my appointment.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not good with budgets at all. Now, excuse me. Now, the last thing you mentioned was making sure that seniors take care of their mental health. So what did you mean by that?
Absolutely. So good financial health can contribute to improved mental health. Money issues can take a toll on your everyday life.
Absolutely.
Yes, I do not wish money problems on anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you can feel that in your chest, and it never goes away until it gets taken care of. All right? And so budgeting can help alleviate some of these worries. Knowing you're on track with your expenses can lead to better mental health outcomes. All the things we talked about today will help develop good financial health, which can boost your mental health. So we're talking decrease stress and anxiety, increase sense of security, improve relationships. Financial stress can cause tension in relationships. It can cause tension in the household, in the workplace. And also, if you have better mental health because of your finances, you get better sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because financial stress and worrying can impact sleep patterns negatively. Conversely, When finances are in good standing, seniors can sleep better, feel reassured that their basic needs will be met, and it just helps your overall well-being and happiness. Seniors can enjoy peace of mind mm-hmm. and a sense of contentment, leading to healthier and more fulfilling lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Are there other ways that you can think of that can help seniors with their well-being that aren't expensive or that are free?
Yeah, absolutely. So local libraries, museums, and parks offer free or discounted events specifically for seniors. You can also enjoy educational talks, movie nights, or seasonal festivals without spending a dime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know downtown does a lot of things that are free, mm-hmm. even if, like, people watching is fun, you know?
Yeah.
And if you grab a quick snack and people watch, you good. You know, that's all the entertainment
mm-hmm.
you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reading, gardening, crafting, or learning new skills online are great hobbies that don't require much money. Libraries often have free ebooks, and community centers sometimes offer free or low-cost classes for seniors. Many senior centers offer free or low-cost exercise classes like yoga or water aerobics. So I would recommend like walking, gardening, and home exercises because they're great options for staying active without spending.
Now, your seniors that are on fixed incomes that are debilitated in some way and cannot get to Red River Bank for, you know, to visit. Is there any way that y'all can help them if they would make a phone call? Would you talk to them on the phone and, you know, lead them into budgeting on how to budget?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So that is definitely an option. I've done budgets over the phone. If I just call and ask for some of your information, usually what I do, I would ask them for what their net monthly income will be,
mm-hmm.
as well as I want a chronological list of all of their bills, including their debt, if
mm-hmm.
they do have debt.
Mm-hmm.
Once they give that to me, because I don't have to stay on the phone with you while I make the budget, because it's good for me to take some time so I could actually look at the numbers and not have you wait.
Right.
And then when I call you back, I can present a plan to you.
Right.
You know, that's well thought out, that I can explain it, and we're not learning as we go, or we're not trying to figure things out as we go. I have the complete plan, so whatever questions you do have, I've already figured it in so that I'm able to answer it effectively.
Okay, that's good. So it's a service for everyone.
Absolutely.
If they want it. Yeah, so that's really good.
And also another thing that I will say about budgeting, I know sometimes people, they feel like budgeting is not worth it. And this is with seniors or anyone beyond that. Like even if you're not a senior, you know, I don't necessarily care how much money you have. You should always have a budget, because when you don't see where your money is going, it's like having a pocket with a hole in it and money just dropping out.
That's
and
true.
I have done budgets for people that have been in the negative in their accounts. I'm talking about hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I did a budget for people, and they, once I did the budget, I'm like, whoa, you have hundreds of dollars left over for the month. Why are we negative?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they were like, oh my goodness, I didn't
and
realize.
See, the person doesn't see that.
Yes.
Until you show it to
yes.
them.
Yes. And just mm-hmm. having that second pair of eyes that's not, I'm not invested in your income because I'm not making it for you.
Right.
You know? So I'm looking at it with such unbiased eyes.
Right.
You know, I don't care if you get your nails done every week.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to save that $50, I'm going to tell you have to save that $50 in order to reach the goal that
nails.
You want. Yes, do your own nails. I mean, you took university, you know? So, I mean, that's the thing with budgeting. Even if you feel that, oh, I don't make enough money to do a budget, or I have so much money I make a month, I could just spend it however I want to spend it. But, yeah, but sometimes emergencies do happen,
right.
You know, and God forbid you can injure yourself or someone close to you is injured and you have to pay money for it. What happens if all you do is spend the money that you bring in and you have nothing put on the side for a rainy day. That really puts you in a pickle. And a lot of times it just takes one doctor's visit to make you sick, and then you have doctor's bills that you cannot keep up with that can throw off your whole income. So we have to take that serious when we talk about budgeting.
Like I said, I will be making my appointment to come
yes,
in.
Come on in.
Now, excuse me, I was asking you earlier about the method that's been more successful than other methods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a budgeting method that is more successful than others?
I am all about the basics, all right? I'm all about the basics. If I do a budget for you, I'm going to ask you about your income, your net income, and I'm going to ask you about your bills in chronological order. Mm-hmm. Once I have that laid out, we're good. There's no trick of the trade when it comes to budgeting because it's very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, paying down debt, yes, there is a trick with paying down debt. And that could be a conversation for another day, but just to give a little inkling about that, as far as paying down debt, there can be different methods to where you pay down the lowest amount of debt you owe first and you snowball that into more, or you can pay your highest interest rates first and then you bring it on down to the lowest interest rate. There are different methods, but as far as budgeting is pretty straightforward. I take your income, your net income that you're making monthly, and I subtract all of your bills and spending and your expenses for the month from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get our bottom line and see what we can do with it. If it's a negative bottom line, then we're going to go ahead and see about how we can find some income or how to cut back. If there is a break-even mark, we want to see how we can also create some funds so you can have at the end of the month so you can go ahead and save a little bit more or save at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a surplus where you have more than zero, then we're going to see how we can manipulate. Yeah, I know. We're going to see how we can manipulate to hopefully make a little bit more, or let's set some new goals. Let's see what we want to do for the future.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to move forward from there.
Okay, that sounds really great. Now, once again, what is your contact information?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Bree Victor. I am the community outreach mortgage lender with Red River Bank. You can contact me on my office phone, which is 318-561-4069, or via email, which is my first and last name. My last name is Bree, B-R-I dot Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, at redriverbank.net.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, living on a fixed income can be more than challenging, especially when inflation places a strain on our finances, on limited finances. And we have been provided with excellent information by our guest that will help those who are living on fixed incomes. If you know someone who will benefit from this information that you've heard today, pass it on. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you so much, Bree, and thank you for the information. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Join us again, folks, next week for more of Just Stuff. And remember, you are the best part of our show.
Hallelujah.
Can we just lift up our hands?
Hallelujah. if you just worship God. If you worship God, he can reign over all of your disappointments. He can reign over that molestation. He can reign over that divorce. He can reign over that broken heart. He can reign over that over that wayward child. Whatever you need, if you just begin to worship the Lord, just begin to worship the Lord. Can we worship him? Can we worship him? Can we worship you?
We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend